in addition to accepting your experience and seeing what you can do to, you know, just be better prepared as much as possible in the future, also stay active and social. If caregiving takes over your life, you're likely to burn out. So make time for friends, even if it's just tea or a phone call after your loved one goes to sleep. Keep up with hobbies and community groups and activities that bring you joy and meaning. You know, one of the things we were talking about was exercising, and people exercise in different ways. And there are a lot of people who get some very good workouts by working in the yard, gardening, flowering, trimming bushes, cutting grass, edging the yard, whatever kind of work can be done in the yard. A lot of people get a lot of pleasure out of that. You may want to consider even mixing things up a bit, just experimenting to discover whether or not there are other activities / hobbies that you may want to add to the mix. Now, if you have this one activity, this one type of hobby that truly keeps you interested, I mean, you just enjoy it so much that that one activity, that one hobby is enough, and that can keep you captivated, keep you refreshed for years and years, nothing wrong with that. If you want to just experiment and see if there's something else out there, you know, just kind of ask yourself some questions. You know, have I ever wanted to play an instrument? Have I ever thought about painting? Have I ever wanted to just sit down from time to time and work crossword puzzles? There are people who find working crossword puzzles, I actually want to use the word therapeutic. And for some people, that word may not be too strong. That may be just the word that describes what working crossword puzzles is like for them. But definitely a lot of people find it relaxing. I've heard a number of people talk about how they find working crossword puzzles relaxing. Think about some various activities you've heard other people talk about that you may find of interest if you get involved. Think about some things that you may have thought about as a child, as a young adult, as a teenager. Stay active. Stay social. Also, take breaks. Schedule them in if you can. If family or friends can't give you some time, check with your faith-based group or your community group. Some group that you have spent time with and they know you fairly well and you'd feel comfortable with them providing that kind of assistance, giving you a break. Sometimes they can send out volunteers to keep your loved one company while you take a break. You leave the house for a while. Get away from the house. Get a change of scenery. Get a change of smells. Not that smelling your house, you know, that your house smells bad, but just something different. You just go to a restaurant, and whether it's one where you sit down and you order a full course meal, or it's a place where, you know, your meal will be ready within about 5 minutes. And you just sit there with the food, sit there with your drink, and just sit there looking out the window, sit there reading while you're taking your time eating, giving yourself a break. Everyone needs time to recharge. And that, again, means everyone. Everyone needs time to recharge. So that's the way life is, and especially as life becomes more and more stressful. There's just so many people who are making decisions that are increasing chaos in society. And of course, as chaos is increased, stress is increased. And it's increasing for everyone, not just for people who have experienced loss. Stress is getting worse for everyone, including the ones causing the stress. And as they cause more stress for themselves and others, they're going to be some of the main ones lashing out at scapegoats, mad about the stress that they helped to bring about. And when you're talking about dealing with stress that everyone else is dealing with anyway, and then on top of that, dealing with grief, dealing with loss, dealing with the pressures of being a caregiver, you really need some time to recharge. So do that. Again, that is not a selfish thing to do. That is a wise thing to do. Because again, you have a right to take care of yourself. And think about the other good. You'll be in better shape to provide care to your loved one. Something else you can do is talk it out. Some days you just need to vent. So don't hide your feelings. Be identifying people, even if you haven't gotten to the point yet where you just truly need to talk. The day is going to come when you'll need to talk. So identify some people. Don't just pick one person. Identify at least a few people who you would be comfortable talking with, whether they're close friends, reliable family members, someone who can give you positive support. A therapist can be a great help. And the bottom line is you want to get with someone with whom you can be totally honest without fear of being judged. That's what you want. Now, what else can you do? You can join a support group. You can find support groups online, or you can find them at places like hospitals, houses of worship, senior centers. They can give you space to safe place to talk about your experience, and you can share tips. You caregivers can share tips with each other. And then again, also make sure, we talked about exercising before, you need to tend to your physical health. So it's important that you eat healthy, exercise. If you can exercise 30 minutes a day, do 30 minutes a day. Get enough sleep. Keep your own doctor's appointments. And then if you found a way to meditate, we've talked about some very constructive ways to meditate on this program. Let meditation be a part of your life's equation. All right. Now, when you're focusing on, you know, you're trying to reframe caregiving to focus on avoiding burnout and depression, it can be real helpful. And you may feel a sense of purpose in your life. You can actually feel closer to your loved one. You can feel fulfilled and giving back to someone you love. Or if you don't consider giving back as though, you know, they at some point gave to you and you didn't give in return, look at it as giving, just giving. You're giving. You're giving to someone you love, and you're giving. And you can feel fulfilled about that. You can feel good about yourself as a result. You can be pleased that you're modeling caregiving for others who are observing you. And you can experience some satisfaction in knowing that your loved one does get great care. All right, so there are definitely benefits to taking care of yourself as a caregiver. So let's talk about very briefly again, just go over real briefly, some more of those emotions that we mentioned that you might experience. Anger and resentment. Forgive yourself. If you experience fear and anxiety, try to avoid focusing too much on what ifs and instead come up with a backup plan. You may experience grief. Go ahead and grieve. If you experience guilt, you may want to consider going easy on yourself. If you're experiencing sadness and depression, you can start on the way out of that by talking with your doctor or a therapist. It'll be important to accept your experience, to stay active and social, to take breaks, to talk with someone. Consider joining a support group and make sure that you tend to your physical health and focus on the positive. I'll be right back.